Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. And yesterday, if you listened to the show, we previewed the Fox C6 School District informational session about moving to a four-day school week. Our next guest made the presentation about that possible last night in Jefferson County. He joins us now, Missouri State University professor Dr. John Turner. Welcome back to KMOX.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've talked to us a lot about four-day school weeks, the pros and cons. So what did you tell Fox parents?
You know, it was a great turnout, by the way, and I've done a lot of these community meetings around the state, and I was really impressed by how many parents and staff members from the Fox School District showed up at the meeting last night. And, you know, what I shared with them is basically, you know, how the four-day school week is being implemented in Missouri, and you know, especially the skyrocketing number of school districts that have transitioned to it. Currently, we're over a third of our public school districts in Missouri that are on the four-day week. So we talked a lot about just the practical application of how a four-day school week district looks when it's implemented that way. And we talked about some of the challenges and some of the areas of concern that should be on their radar. But we also talked about some areas of potential that might be outside the box thinking that's possible on the 4-day week that's hard in a traditional 5-day week.
Were Fox C6 administrators and teachers there? And what was their reaction?
Yeah, we did two different sessions. The first session was with school staff alone, and the school administrative team was also there. And I think that was primarily done just because of the size of the venue. I mean, it was a full house with the staff. And then we made the transition after about an hour into the community meeting. And a lot of the staff members stayed on for that meeting also. You know, there was a lot of good dialogue. I think that's one thing that was really interesting to me about this meeting that made it unusual is it was a chance for again, me to share the basic concepts of a 4-day week, how it looks when it's implemented, but again, allow parents to have conversations with teachers and have discussions. And then around the room, there were at each table, there were sheets there for areas of concern and for areas of opportunity that they wanted to share. And then it's my understanding that they'll have a meeting next month with Dr. Dale Hurl, who's the superintendent over at Independence, Missouri, the only other really large district that's on the 4-day week in Missouri, and he'll share his insights on that. So again, this was more of a dialogue meeting. It was not contentious. It was very much a great exchange of ideas, concepts, opportunities, and concerns.
Now, the Fox superintendent did tell us yesterday that it's nothing that they can likely implement this fall. In the meantime, Senator Doug Beck has proposed legislation that would basically incentivize larger school districts to stick with 5-day weeks. It would give more funding and that would go to teachers. What's your thought about that legislation?
Well, you know, I heard Senator Beck on KMOX yesterday, and I heard him put out an invitation to me to come visit with him in his office, and I immediately sent his office an email requesting that meeting. So I hope I get a chance to have a conversation with Senator Beck. You know, his proposal right now, Senate Bill 784, I think one of the areas that's of great confusion is that he talks about how it's full of carrots but no sticks. But of course, the primary reason that most districts are going to the 4-day week, not necessarily Fox, but a lot of districts around the state, is because of this pay inequity. You know, you can have small rural school districts that teachers are on salary scales that are $20,000 less than neighboring suburban districts. So while rural schools may, and I put may, it's not always sure that they may be able to hire people right out of college, but as they get to years 5 and 6 and 7, they're always transitioning to these larger school districts. So it's my understanding that in Senate Bill 784, that Senator Beck has included a cash incentive to school districts to remain on the 5-day week. And I'm looking now at Senate Bill 784 as I'm talking to you. And specifically what the wording says is it says that if they are on a five-day week, trying to get them to stay on a five-day week or go from a four-day back to a five-day, that they will remit in an amount equal to 2% of each district's and charter school's preceding year's June state aid entitlement calculation. Now, that's a lot of school finance mumbo jumbo. I teach school finance, and I think that the concern that we have as far as this is this a carrot is that, you know, superintendents all across the state are sending me notes about, John, this is only going to equate to about $120 per teacher in our district, or even less, smaller rural school districts, $70 and $80 per teacher per year. Let's be honest, you know, $100 carrot per year on a salary scale is not going to make a difference for these school districts that are being forced to go to the four-day week because they cannot hire and retain teachers.
How does it benefit students? How does a four-day school week benefit the students, and are they getting supervision on the fifth day?
Well, I mean, it's rolled out different in each school district. I mean, some school districts have a very robust fifth-day program. Independence over in Jackson County is an example that has a very robust a fifth day, and so there's experiences, opportunities. Other school districts around the state will do unique, what I would call enrichment activities on the fifth day. So it's really different from state or from district to district. I guess the key answer to how does it help kids is that there is no doubt that the four-day school week is keeping teachers in the profession longer. And so, for example, the latest report from DESE says that, you know, only about 46% of beginning first-year teachers make it to year six. So they're leaving in great numbers. We can't generate enough out of colleges to keep them there. But the evidence is clear that when a teacher is in the four-day week setting, they stay on longer. So I guess my direct answer would be the potential for direct impact on kids is that by transitioning to the four-day week, are you able to retain high-quality teachers? And again, in this job marketplace where no one can fill positions, I mean, I saw something just the other day that said we have, you know, over 2,000 special education teachers in the state of Missouri that are teaching in classrooms right now that are not certified in special ed. I mean, so again, there's a real crisis in our classrooms now. It's hard to keep people in the field, train people in the field. And so we're just trying to make do in the public schools. And so again, the four-day week is the school district's hope that we can keep qualified people in our classrooms because they're leaving at a fast pace.
Dr. Turner, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Best wishes to you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.